Thomas that Ulis asked me by Frank Gadol. So the Gemara says Lo Yisav El Nosa Nosa. Since she's Soifel Lias Bula Tachtov, so it doesn't have to be Meitzer. The same thing in Mukasets, but he's not allowed to be nice there. The place says it's an Issa Deraisa. He brings it there. Rabbeinu Tam Leipirish Kain. Rabbeinu Tam holds the Siddur Avodin. And Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara over there. But Akapanim, Taisus himself learns that it's Nisa Deraisa. So it's a strange getter. He's not allowed to marry her. Like the Chachil, he's not allowed to marry her, and he's not allowed to marry me Deraisa. And nonetheless, since it's Soifel Yis Bula Tachtov, so Nosa Nosa. So it's a unique kind of thing. Usually in a Deraisa, you don't have. L'chadchila, I mean, never. In the Dreis, you don't have L'chadchila b'dievet. Except in Kachim. But ordinarily speaking, there's no such thing as a Dreis in the Rabbanon, as a L'chadchila b'dievet in the Rabbanon. So the Pasha is here, it's a din mechudosh, al soif aliyah smu, soif aliyah smu, l'chadchil. It can't be the terrorism is having to be made to. But I saw an interesting thing, Rabitzel Ponevizer, in Zeche Yitzchok, I think it's in Samachay, he says pshat in this Gemara, Shad is like this, that the Torah says in Parshas Emma, this is a double lashon. So on and so forth. So it says it twice. First it says, and then it says again, so what's the double lashon? So he says, the Emes says in Ramban already. The Ramban says over there that the first part, who isha b'sula yikach, that's a lava b'ma chalasei. B'sula v'lai b'ula. You might be. B'sula v'lai b'ula. So from there even out, that there's an isser asei for him to marry a b'ula. And then the second half, kim b'sula me'amo v'yikach isha, that's posha the mitzvah asei, to marry a b'sula. It's a k'mat l'fuish in Ramban, this is like. The Ramban said, who isha b'sula yikach, pirish, av'lai b'ula, v'hu lav ha'b'ma chalasei. That's the next pasuk. Almana v'lushalei yikachu. V'omar, and then it says, "Kim sulo me'amo v'kach isha letzavos halav shikachena." That's what the Ramban means. That in this pasuk it says it twice. If the first time it's a lava bal, saying an isser, an isser on a level of lava bal. It's an isser asay, but an isser asay is also it's a kind of asay. I mean, it's a kind of lava bal machal asay. It's a kind of lava. We learn that from here in isser. And then in addition, there's a mitzvah kiyumis, there's a mitzvah asay, which he has an isser asay to marry a bula, and then there's a mitzvah asay that he should marry a psula. Says a mitzvah, psula sa'atzma does not have the isser asay. Because soifuli is bula tachto. It can't be that she's an isser asula. Because every kohen gadol gets married for the rest of his life. He's living with the bula sa'atzma. So obviously that she can't be the... She can't be the bu'ula who has the isser asay. So that's what it means. Soifuli is bu'ula tachtav. There's no isser asay, but the mitzvah kiyumas to marry a b'sula, that is not doing. So that's why lechatchil lo yisa, because he has a mitzvah asay to marry a b'sula, not to marry a bu'ula. But if he married her, so that's already fafalim. He did it already. That's mu'uvas layuchalis l'lishchen. He married her. Now we're moving on. Now the nidin is not the mitzvah asay of marrying a b'sula. Now the need is to isser asay not to marry a b'ula. That you don't have by b'ula sa'at. Well, that's it. So it's yisai. Okay, take a look. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Omer et chizdo. Hakol ma'idin b'bala nido shemeshalam knas. Meaning both according to Abnechunya, both according to Shimon HaTimni and according to Shimon Manasseh, by nido there's a chiyuv knas. Why? L'man domer yesh v'havaya, hanami yesh v'havaya. In a nida, there is tvisis kiddushin. The Gemara Yavamah is learning that from a pasuk. There's a concept that there's tvisis kiddushin in a nida. What's the drasha? So that's named Tess over there. I forgot the drasha. Anyway, the Gemara has a drasha. What? No, no, that Anita has Tvisis Kiddushin. Batini Dasala. Batini Dasala. Okay, so so there's Tvisis Kiddushin. Lamadu Amiru Lekaima, Anabiru Lekaima, Anita's Avadu Amiru Lekaima. Person not Mechuyif in regards to life every time she becomes a Nidla. So Avadu, she's Amiru Lekaima. So that's the first half. Hakol Moedim Bala Nidla. In other words, because it's saying by a nidah you have neither the impediment of isha haruyloi because she is isha haruyloi, nor the impediment of isha emavaya because she does have avaya. So mele it's poshut l'kuli alma that she has knas. Then the Gemara says Rashi learns it's now a new Gemara. That was the end of that discussion. Now we start a new discussion. Ula puke mirav nechunyim ben akana. The Mishnah is coming. Some new discussion now. The Mishnah is la'apuke from Rav Nechunya ben Akana, because the Mishnah says that there's a chiyuv knas v'achayisai and by chayiv koras, not by chayiv misses space, and that's the next Mishnah. But by chayiv koras there's knas, and that's la'apuke from Rav Nechunya ben Akana. The sanya Rav Nechunya ben Akana ha'yoisis yom kippurim b'shabbos k'shabbos l'tashlumen. B'shabbos mischayiv benafshi potum in a tashlumen. If Yom Kippur mischayiv benafshi potum in a tashlumen. Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds it just like by Shabbos, where his misis is based, and the Maveris HaGodesh b'Shabbos is potum in tashlumen because of cumulative rabbinate. So Maveris HaGodesh b'Yom Kippur is also potum in a tashlumen because Koras also potters from tashlumen. So according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, somebody who's Baal HaChayse is chayiv Koras, the Koras potters from tashlumen. There won't be a chayiv knas. So the Mishnah is la'apuki min Rav Nechunya ben Akana. But according to Rashi, this is a brand new Gemara. It's not connected to Rav Chisda before, nothing to do with Baal Anidah. This is a whole new thought. That Achayse, the Mishnah, that Achayse is coming la'apuki min Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So what's the Vav? U'la'apuki. What's the Vav Achibur here? Not going back on before, it's a new Gemara. To me, the Gemara should quote, we should have two dots. And then the Gemara should quote Achayse, the Gemara say, you know, la'apuki from Rav Nechunya ben Akana. What's the u'la'apuki? Pashup Shah. No lamas. Right, the previous la'apuki. Because the Gemara already said earlier, u'la'apuki mehaitano. And that's where we got into Rav Shimon HaTimni, Rav Shimon HaMenasya. So now we had a long excursus about Rav Nechunya ben Akana, about Rav Shimon HaMenasya and Shimon HaTimni. And the Gemara picks up the thread and says, the Mishnah is la'apuki mehaitano. The Mishnah is coming la'apuki from Rav Shimon HaMenasya and from Rav Shimon HaTimni. U'la'apuki, and it's also coming to be mapik from Rav Nechunya ben Akana. That's a Rashi in the Gemara. Let's see Rashi inside. That it says that if somebody's, you know, Sanoshim, you know, Kvishahara, Vyotsu Yuladeh, so he has to pay Dimei Vlodas to the father, but only if there's no, but only if it's Loya Osun, only if he didn't kill the woman, so there's no Chiyav Misa. But if there's a Chiyav Misa, so then he's Potter. That's the Mokka that killed Kim Lerabin, the Misa moment of his Potter. So after the Kippurim Shabbos, Chiyuv Nefesh was there. It's also called a Chiyuv Nefesh. It's also a kind of Misa. Who put him in a Tashlumin, and it also passes from Tashlumin. It's interesting at Goshen Rashi. Chiyuv Nefesh was there. It's a possible. The Mar is going to learn that from Sukkah. By Rabbah, we're going to learn that from a Joshua, that chorus is hookish to Misa's based on. Rashi had to be. Could say this time since the Xeris HaKosov Chorus Pathos from Misa. Misa's based on, I mean from Chorus Pathos from Mammon. Because I could have said it's time Xeris HaKosov Misa's based on Pathos from Mammon and Chorus Pathos from Mammon, not because Chorus has anything to do with Misa. It's time Zehekesh Osun, whatever, Abai Rabba, the various occasion Zehekesh, Sedin. They're just like Misa's based on Pathos from Mammon, so Chorus Pathos from Mammon. Rashi says that the havana that gzeres hakasuv is because karis is also nigud nefesh. It's because karis is also chiyuv nefesh. Karis is also kind of chiyuv misa. Yeah, I don't know if it's important or not important, but I'm just flagging it.
Actually,
later on, that Joshua learns that it's not actually, she learns that it's, from the lush in the pasuk, we
see that
Karis
is also replacing
the Misa Vizdev. The man of Shakaris, Pemoka Misa Vichilufa. Yeah? Yeah? It's a good sushta. Okay, let's see Taisvis. I call him Aidim Vala Nidish Mishalim Kras. Fact Taisvis. Taimel. How do you know that Rav Shimon Menasi is made that a bala need is chayiv knas? Dilma can have nechunim and akonis really the chayiv krisos pturim and atashlumim. How does the Gemara know? How does Rav Chisda know rather that akol made them? Who's akol over here? Rav Shimon Atimni and Rav Shimon Menasi. That Shimon Atimni and Rav Shimon Menasi are made that bala need is chayiv knas. Maybe Bala need to put them in a knas. Ask him a later rabbi. So a different tour. Oh, yes, Rav Chisda Vavi is right. Mitzad the din of isha ruiloi, mitzad the din of loy seal isha nida is chayav knas because she's an isha ruiloi and she's yesh bahavaya. So as far as that goes, she's chayav knas. But maybe she's put them in a knas for a different reason. Maybe she's put them in a knas. Poshet ask him a later rabbi. It's a chiyav kares. Kim a later rabbi. Maybe they hold like I'm the chunyim in a kana. So how could Rav Chisda say, you know, with such certitude, that Akol Maidim, that Shimon Atimni and Rav Shimon Menasya are Maidim, that a Balanid is Chayat Nas, maybe in fact the Balanid is Potim in a Knas for a different reason altogether because of Kimli the Rabbi in it. I mean, Chora, I would have answered that maybe in the Hanami. You know, maybe Rav Chisda just means. As far as the issue that Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon HaTimni are discussing, which is the issue of Loisi Elisha, a need is not a problem. You want to come in from left field and maybe there's the Torah of Kimel Rabbeinu Aschi of Karas in a Chinami. Rav Chisda wasn't addressing that. You know, you want to say maybe in a Chinami if you wanted to. As far as the topic at hand is concerned, which is Loisi Elisha, Isha Ruyoloi, Isha Shesh Bavaya, Isha Ruyoloi, as far as that's concerned, the need there has no problem. Rav Chisda is not discussing the Kim Lirabne. You want to posit that maybe they haven't told. We don't posit like I'm sure, like I'm the Chunyim and Akana. You want to say that maybe Shimon Atimni, maybe if Shimon Manasseh holds like I'm the Chunyim and Akana. Because on day, Rav Chisda would say, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Din of Loisi Elisha. But anyway, I'm not asking a kasha. Taisa was not nicha to say that. But Maaseh, Rav Chisda says, Taisa takes Rav Chisda literally. Rav Chisda says, Hakol Moedim Bebal Anidu Beris Chayef Nas. And he takes that to mean that somehow Rav Chisda knew that Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh would be mechayev, would actually, and in fact, be mechayev knas by Yenida. Ask Tosis, how does Rav Chisda know? Maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they hold like a nechunyim and akana. You know, that's afterwards. That's afterwards, and he only says that to get out of this problem. I think, what was the problem in the first place? He says that in order to solve the problem that he's asking now. I'm asking Lechatchila, what's the problem? Maybe in Chanami, I'm not asking Akasha, I'm just pointing out. And maybe I have something in the back of my mind, but Taisus takes it, I mean, I'm fine. Taisus holds it, that's a Doichuk. If Rav Chisda said that I call Maidim, then Rav Chisda meant I call Maidim, and you have to take it literally. So ask Taisus, how did Rav Chisda know? Maybe they hold like a Nechunim and Akana. So Taisus says, half of an answer he has. Umiu, Rav Shimon HaTimni, Akochach Lesli, the Rav Nechunim. Taisa says, no, halfway I could prove. Rav Shimon HaTimni, he certainly does not hold like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. How do we know? Mida ifsrich lemiyute chai vekores mi v'lai seal isha sheyesh b'havaya da'akoch l'itzrich lemiyute yale chai vekrisis da'chai v'lavin sfilei b'seif ha'chai l'itz t'is b'havaya. Taisa the cheshman. Rav Shimon HaTimni holds, we happen to know, he says in the Mishnah Tachim Tess, that there's only tvisis kiddushin that Chayv Lavin have Tfisis Kiddushin. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, that there's no Tfisis Kiddushin in Chayv Lavin. Rav Shimon HaTimni is the Barpukta of Rabbi Akiva on that issue. So Rav Shimon HaTimni holds that Chayv Korez have no Tfisis Kiddushin. So now, why does Rav Shimon HaTimni need to have a drosha of a Loisi Leisha, Isha Sheesh Bahavaya, that Isha Sheesh Bahavaya to teach me that Chayv Korez don't have Knas? if Rav Shimon at Timni held like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, then Chai the Kores anyway wouldn't have Knas Al Kimelei the Rab in it. He's asking a kasha. If Rav Shimon at Timni would hold like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, then Chai the Kores have Kimelei the Rab. The kasha is based on two predicates. Number one, we know that Rav Shimon at Timni. What do we know about Rav Shimon at Timni? So I'll get. Let's compile a dossier. What do we know about Rav Shimon at Timni? Well, first of all, we know from the Mishnah Daf. That Rav Shimon at Timni holds that Chayv Lavan have Tfisis Kiddushin, only Chayv Koras don't have Tfisis Kiddushin. Like we hold the halacha. The Mishnah says, Rav Shimon at Timni Omer, there's Tfisis Kiddushin, only Chayv Koras are not Tfisis Kiddushin, halacha Kidvarov. So that's one thing we know about Rav Shimon at Timni. We know another thing about Rav Shimon at Timni. Rav Shimon at Timni has a drosha that Chayv Koras are potter from Knas, because he dashins, V'loy Seel Isha, Isha Shiesh Bahabaya. And with that, he's memayit that chai v'koras don't have knas. Says Tosfos. Why does he need a drosha? Why does Hashem that Timni need a special drosha that chai v'koras don't have knas? Typically, from why does he need a special drosha that an isha sheyesh b'havaya, that isha she'ein b'havaya has no knas, which means chai v'koras, because Hashem that Timni holds which we don't have tvisas kiddushin, only chai v'koras. Well, if she's chayav koras, if he's chayav koras for being ma'anasur, then there's anyway not going to be any knas because of kimelei v'derabimnei if he holds like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. You have to say that Rav Shimon HaTimni doesn't hold from Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So therefore, Tosfos says that much we could prove that Rav Shimon HaTimni does not hold like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. And if he doesn't hold like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, then Anita will have knas. So we're halfway out of the problem. Maybe it's worth pointing out already now that this cheshbon is not so poshut. The din is like this. Chayvei, we're starting today. So today we're already starting Kimelei D'Rabbanei. We're getting our feet wet with Kimelei D'Rabbanei. The din of Kimelei D'Rabbanei is that Lo Yosin, Misa Pathas from Mamun. Is that only B'mezid or even B'shoigig? That's a drosh. I'm sure some of you encountered in the past. Tana v'cheskia, makav behema yishalmen, makav adam yuma, sema makav behema lechlakta ben shaygig lemezid, and ben deachirida ben deachliya. Af makav adam leisachlik. But anyway, there's a drosh. Tana v'cheskia, but I have it a lot. The chayim misa shaygigim also parted from tashlum. A hekesh that we're not for makav. That's a drosh. Just like by makav behema. You have to pay nezek regardless of whether you were mezid or shayge. So af makir odom, even so too, if you kill a person, you're potter from paying money. Just like when you're makir behem, you have to pay money ben b'shayge ben b'mezid. So when you kill a person, you're potter from paying money ben b'shayge ben b'mezid. That's the grammar of the drasha. But like upon him, there's a drasha. A ribatana v'cheskia. We learn out a drasha. The chayve mishas shaygeim are also potter from tashlumin. In from loy osan, I wouldn't know that. If I only had the pasuk of loy osan, I would say maybe that's only b'mezid. But comes along, we have another drasha. The drosh of Tanah Vecheskia that teaches me that Chayve Misa Pater from Tashlum and not only B'mezid but they Pater B'shogig as well. Now comes along Rav Nechunya ben Akana and he says the same things by Karas, that Rav Nechunya ben Akana Hayoisek Karas Keshabbos L'Tashlum, Hayoisek Yom Kippurim Keshabbos L'Tashlum, that Karas also Pater from Tashlum, the same way Misa Pater from Tashlum, Karas Pater from Tashlum, and he's going to learn it out. We're going to learn it out from a Hekesh between Misa's Beistin and the Karas Abayis Hekesh, Rovas Hekesh, Osun. But we have Hekesh. Karas also patas from Tashlumin. What about B'shogig? Does Karas patas from Tashlumin only B'mezid? Or is it patas from Tashlumin even B'shogig? So this is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in many places. Tosfos here in Amud Beis and elsewhere in Shas, Tosfos holds there's no difference. The same way that by Mrs. Beistin, L'chilakta, Mrs. Beistin patas from Momen ben B'shogig ben B'mezid. So likewise, Karas patas from Momen ben B'shogig ben B'mezid. Why should it be different? We have a Hekesh. Osun. Mises based and is like Chorus. And Mises based and Pat is even B'shagig. So Chorus Pat is B'shagig as well. Takes it for granted that that's true. Rashi in Psochem Choftesim Ad Aleph. And again, Lamed Bezim Ad Aleph. Holds that Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Rav Nechunya ben Akana's halacha, that Chorus Pat is from Tashlumen, is only Chorus when he's only B'mezid, not B'shagig. It needs a hesber. Why? if we're comparing Karas to Misa, so why is it different? If it's the same, why is it different? I don't know. We'll have to think about that. But somehow, Lamaisa Rashi holds away that when the Chulim and Akonis Halacha has only been made in an Apashagik. So now, what did Taisa say before? Taisa said that I could be Mechiach to you. Taisus said, I could be mechiyach that Rav Shimon HaTimni could not possibly hold like Rav Nechoni ben Akon. Because Rav Shimon HaTimni has a drosha, Isha Sheesh Bahavaya, to teach me that Chai Vikaris don't have knas. So Taisus said, what do I need the drosha for? Typically, if he held like Rav Nechoni ben Akon, typically that he's potter from knas because Karis potter from knas. So the drosha of a loy seal isha sheish bavaya is unnecessary. It's redundant because I anyway know that she's potter from gas. Because if there's a chiyav kas, you potter. If there's a chiyav karas, that should potter from mama. QED says it must be that Shimon HaTimni doesn't hold from the Rav Nechoni ben Akana. The Firashi, the raya doesn't start. La'olah maybe holds like a Nechoni ben Akana, and karas potters from tashlumin, but only b'meisin, not b'shoigim. Rav Shimon HaTimni needs a drasha to tell me that there's no chiyav knas by Yisha She'en Bahavaya to teach me that even when there's no chiyav karas because it was b'shoigig, but at the end of the day, is she Yisha She'esh Bahavaya? Is the Tvisa Skidushin in her? No. So she has no knas. So this Taisus, this Pratarity in Taisus, we'll see the whole Taisus throughout really goes like this. The Taisus is l'shitosai that he doesn't have that distinction. He also, Rav Nechoni ben Akon is ben b'shoigig ben b'meis. For that matter, I think in a way, I think Taisa's whole kashin agamara really is l'shitasa. What did Taisa ask in agamara? Rav Chisda said that hakol ma'idin b'bala nida shechayev knas because she's isharu iloi and she's nisha sheish b'havaya, so it nida is chayev knas. But what's Taisa's kasha? How do you know? Maybe they hold like a nechuni ben achana and nida is chayev karas, so maybe the karas fatas from knas. So how can Rav Chisda say categorically Hakol Ma'idin B'Bala Nida Shechayev Knas? Maybe he's not Chayev Knas because maybe one of these Tanoim holds like Rav Nechoni ben Akana. Lefi Rashi, that kasha is much weaker. Even if they held like Rav Nechoni ben Akana, that Kora is Patasim Knas, but only B'Meisid and not B'Shoigig. So if it be B'Bala Nida B'Shoigig, there won't be a Rav Nechoni ben Akana to worry about. So Rav Chisda is telling me that a B'Bala Nida, okay, maybe b'meisid he might have to have nechuni ben akana, but at least b'shoigig the nechuni ben akana is irrelevant. So Rav Chisda says akol ma'idim. As far as isha sheishba, it's connected to what I said before. You know, we could have said stamazif Rav Chisda. We could have answered. The Rav Chisda not talking. The Rav Chisda not discussing kimli d'rabbanei. And if you would ask Rav Chisda, what about kimli d'rabbanei? He would say, I'm not talking about that. Yeah, maybe they hold like a nechuni ben akana, but I'm not. I'm assuming not. You know, for argument's sake, if they don't hold like a nechuni ben akana, as far as leisiel isha is concerned, the nida doesn't have a problem with leisiel isha. But Taisus wasn't nicha to say that. But now it's stronger even. Rav Chisda would say to you, look, I'm making a point that Anida is not has no problem with Leisiel Isha. You're saying maybe this Kim Ledrabine, maybe this Rav Nechoni ben Akana involved. Even if you're right, then there is Kim Ledrabine involved. But that would only be Mesid, not B'Shogig. I still have to teach you that as far as Isha Sheish Ba'avaya is concerned, as far as Leisiel Isha is concerned, Anita is considered to be has no problem with Leisiel Isha. She's Yesh Bavaya, and she's Ruila Kaima. Nafgamina. Even if you hold like a Nechuni ben Akana, there's still a Nafgamina for Shoig. We don't even pass like a Nechuni ben Akana, but you wanna say maybe they hold like a Nechuni ben Akana. What I'm saying is still true. It's true b'Shoig. The Kolapachas is true b'Shoig. So I think the point that I'm making is that Lefi Rashi, the whole sting of Tosis Kash in the first place is very much attenuated. The whole dinner on the Chunyim and Akana is in a special case of Bemezid. But Abal Anida B'Shoigig, you don't have the Chunyim and Akana to worry about altogether. So Rav Chisda needs to tell me, Hakol Ma'idim, if he's Abal Anida, as far as Leisi Elisha is concerned, Abal Anida had no problem with Leisi Elisha. She's Yesh Bavaya, and she's Ruyul Kaimo. Maybe there's Kimel Rame. Even if there is, maybe there isn't. And even if there is, even if they do happen to hold like a Nechoni ben Akana, but that will only be B'Shoigig, B'Meisid, and not B'Shoigig. So Rav Chisda still needs to tell me Halacha B'Shoigig. And Ka'amr, Taisa doesn't have this. Taisa holds that there's no Chiluk in B'Shoigig and B'Meisid. Let's see later. Anyways, Tosis. So according to Rav Shimon, so Rav Shimon had Tosis as a chacha that Rav Shimon Hatimni cannot hold like of Nechunya ben Akana. But Tosis still says, "Aval mi Rav Shimon asi kasha minolim the less like of Nechunya." We don't know Rav Shimon ben Asi might still hold like of Nechunya ben Akana. So how could Rav Chisda say Hakol Maidim the Balanidish that he's chayav knas? How do you know? Maybe Rav Shimon ben Asi not Maidim. Maybe he happens to hold like of Nechunya ben Akana. Even the Rabbi from Shimon HaTimni we could get out of. So anyway, Bekitsha, that's Tosfos' problem. How can Rav Chisda say Hakol Moedim Bala Nida Shuchayi Knas? How do you know? Maybe they hold like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So Tosfos answers via Shleimar, the Rav Chisda Sfirli the Ein Shum Tana Sober Rav Nechunya. That Rav Nechunya Nechanami? Maybe they do, but that's exactly Rav Chisda's point. That I call Maidim Bebal Anita Shulchayev Nas, and nobody holds like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Ula Hochi Ka'omer Ula Puke, and that's exactly what the Gemara means when it goes on to say Ula Puke Me Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Not like Rashi learned that it's the Mishnah's coming Lapuke from Nechunya ben Akana. Rav Chisda's coming Lapuke from Nechunya ben Akana, and that's Rav Chisda's point. You're 100% right. If somebody holds like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, then the Bala Nidu will be part of the Menachnas. But I'm telling you that nobody holds. You don't have to worry about Rav Nechunya ben Akana, because Rav Nechunya ben Akana is a Das Yochid. Of course, that's not how Rashi learns Lapuke Me Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So this teretz that Tosfos is giving, it's basically a teretz. Tosfos is saying a teretz is kasha. How does the Gemara know that Rav Shimon ben Asi and Rav Shimon ben Asi and Rav Shimon HaTimni don't hold like Rav Nechunya ben Akana? The answer is that's good for Rav Chisda saying. And that's good for what's Lapuki. That's exactly the point of Lapuki from Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Of course, according to Rashi, that's not available. Rashi doesn't learn that. Rashi learns Lapuki from Rav Nechunya ben Akana. It's a new Gemara. Should be two dots in there. It's a new Gemara. It's going back on the mission. It's nothing to do with Rav Chisda. According to Rashi, we still have the question. Maybe they hold like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. But this goes back to what I said before. I think according to Rashi, the whole kasha in the first place is not so strong. Because Rashi learns Rav Nechunya ben Akana has only been mazed and not b'shoigig. So Rav Chisda is talking b'shoigig. Hakol Moedim, b'ol anidah shum shalom knas. Ubekuntus pirish damas nisen koi. Rashi learns that the Fukim Rav Nechunya ben Akana is going on the Mishnah. The Mafkim in Rav Nechunya, the Mishnah is coming Lapukim Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Because the Mishnah says b'ol achaisi is chayev knas. And that's Lapukim from Rav Nechunya ben Akana. In fact, Tosfos v'teima. Minolan the Mafka, how does the Gemara know that Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that the Mishnah is Mafka from Nechunya ben Akana? Dilma Moedir Rav Nechunya the Chayvei Krisis Yesh Lichas, the Rabbeinu Krah Chayv Lechayvei Laban Lechayv Lechayvei Krisis. Maybe the Mishnah agrees to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, the Chayvei Koras Ba'alma are Potim and Atashlumen. But here, Bala Chayse is Chayv Knas. Because it's Exeris HaKosuv, we said before, it's Exeris HaKosuv, Ad Tana holds, it's Exeris HaKosuv, Naira, Naira, Naira. That's Marbe, Chayvei Lavan, and Chayvei Krisus, that they have a Chayvei Knas. Hagam, that the primary reason why you need the drosh of Naira, 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 is Lapuki from the drosh of Loisil Isha, and the, of Ishish Bavaya, and Isharu Yilakaimo. That's the main reason why we need the drosh of Naira, Naira. That's what the Gemara said in the previous Omer. But Tosfos is asking, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we have a drosha, and we have a pasuk Naira Hanaira, that tells me that Chayvei Lavan and Chayvei Krisus are Chayvei Knas. So that drosha of Hanaira that tells me that Chayvei Krisus are Chayvei Knas will do double duty. First of all, it's mapic. It's the anti-drosha for Loisi Elisha. That I don't have to worry about Loisi Elisha, Isharu Lekayim, and Ishish Bavaya. But in addition, it also tells me I don't have to worry about Rav Nechunya ben Akana. This is an exception to Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So Bekitzer, Tosfos is asking, where does the Gemara see that the Mishnah is against Rav Nechunya ben Akana? Rav Nechunya ben Akana could agree to the Mishnah that Achaisa is Potem and Aknas. And actually, we could agree to the Mishnah that Achaisa is Chayev Knas, because there's a special Gzeres HaKosuv of Naira and Naira. That's Tosfos' kasha. Is this kasha sure according to Rashi? It's a whole new kasha. It's nothing to do with one, in a way, nothing to do with what went before. Tosfos is asking a brand new kasha. It has to do with what went before, because it's kasha to Rashi's pshat. Rashi says pshat in the Mishnah is la'puki mehaytana, that the Mishnah is coming. Tosfos learns la'puki mehaytana is going on Rav Chisda. The Mishnah is not la'puki mehaytana ben Akana, is not necessarily mapik from Rav Nechunya ben Akana, but Rashi learns la'puki mehaytana is saying that the Mishnah is mapik from Rav Nechunya ben Akana, because the Mishnah says the chiyuv knas be'achosoy, and that's against Rav Nechunya ben Akana, because Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds that koras patas from tashlumen. In fact, Tosfos, how does it know? I could say maybe Rav Nechunya ben Akana is right, The chaydekar is, ordinarily speaking, pater from tashlumin. But knas is different, because by knas there's exeris a kosov of naira ha naira that's mar bechayve lavin and mar bechayve krisus for a chiyuv knas. So Tois is asking a kasha on Rashi. Is this kasha shver according to Rashi? I think the Rashi, the kasha doesn't start altogether. Again, as, like I said a minute ago, what's the main reason, the main function of the drush of Naira HaNaira? What's the main chiddush of Naira HaNaira? Chad l'chave l'amen v'chad l'chave krisus. Why do I need a pasuk? What did the Gemara say in the previous sukkah? Slap puki from Veloisi Elisha. It says Veloisi Elisha, and Veloisi Elisha is mashma Yisha Sheish Ba'avaya, and Yisha Riyul Kaima. So I need a pasuk of Naira HaNaira to teach me. No, don't worry about Yisha Riyul Kaima, and don't worry about Yisha Sheish Ba'avaya. This class regardless. Tosis, however, says Tosis, at the end of the day, it says Naira HaNaira. It says that Chayve Lav and Chayve Karas have Knas. What happened to the issue of Kimuli Vidravene? Why does the Karas not part different moment? So, it's also Xeris HaKosov. Yes, it's primarily Xeris HaKosov to take off Veloisi Elisha. But it can also take off, once I have a Pasuk that says that Chayve Karas have Knas. So even though that's primarily necessary to take off the issue of Loisi Elisha, Ishu Sheish Bahavaya, but it could also teach me, Agavurcha Shamanu, that there's no problem of Kimulei D'Rabbinei, that it takes off Kimulei D'Rabbinei. But the Fir Rashi, that doesn't even start. Because according to Rashi, Kimulei D'Rabbinei is a special case of Mezid. In a case of Shoigig, there is no Kimulei D'Rabbinei, by Karas. Rav Nechunya Ben Akkanis Kimulei D'Rabbinei. So the Pasuk of Naira HaNaira teaches me, is used up to teach me that when there's no kimlei b'drabmenei, namely b'shoigeg, there's a chiyuv knas, and I don't have to worry about ishu sheish b'avaya and isha haruyu l'kaima. So that, find what I'm saying. If you hold that there's no difference between shoigeg and mezid, like Tosfos really holds, there's no difference between shoigeg and mezid. So the pasuk could do double duty. The same pasuk of Naira, high Naira, whatever it is, the extra hay, that teaches me that Chai v'Koras have Knas, and I don't have to worry about the fact that she's not a Yishu Sheish B'Avaya, that she has no Tvisis Kiddushin, also tells me that she has Knas, and I don't have to worry about the fact that Koras is Kimli D'Rabbinei. What's the difference? The fact is that Torah says that a woman who's Chai of Koras, that a Chaisi has Knas, despite all impediments. So that means despite the fact that she has no Tvisis Kiddushin, and despite the fact that this Kimli D'Rabbinei, the Torah says that she has Knas. End the story. There could be 10 reasons why a woman with knas doesn't, why chayv koras don't have knas. If the Torah says that she does it. All those reasons go, one pasuk knocks down all the reasons. But if you could have one impediment without the other, I could give you a case of chayv koras where there's a problem where you have the impediment of Loisi Elisha, you have the issue of Loisi Elisha, but you don't have the problem of koras, of kimli d'rabbanei, namely b'shoigig. B'shoigig, there's still no tefisas kiddushin, she's still not a ishu sheish b'avaya, but you have no, but the issue of kimli d'rabbanei has not kicked in. So the pasuk of Naira HaNaira teaches me, maybe that's limited, it can only teach me the minimum amount. It teaches me a minimum limit. The minimum limit, the tefasta mu'at, tefasta, in Naira HaNaira, is that chayv koras b'shoigig have knas. And you don't have to worry about the fact there's no tefisas kiddushin. But you want to tell me that even b'meisit there's no knas? For that you're going to have another pasuk, and we don't have a third pasuk. So the Firashi is Gavaldik, the Mars Gavaldik, La Pukaitana. If the Mishnah says that Abola Chayse is Chayek Nas, and the Mishnah's Mashmish is Chayek Nas even Bemezid, the Mishnah doesn't say Abola Chayse B'Shayeg is Chayek Nas. The Mishnah says Abola Chayse is Chayek Nas, period. So Mashmish even Bemezid. Hayat Kimli D'Rabbanei. What happened to Kimli D'Rabbanei? You can't answer to me at Naira and Naira. Maybe Naira and Naira is talking B'Shayeg. It must be that the Mishnah doesn't hold him, the Chunim Ben Akana. So the Mishnah is Takal, La Pukim Ben Akana. So Rashi Lishitos, the Gemara is Gavaldik. How does the Gemara know that the Mishnah is against Rav Nechunya Ben Akkanah? Maybe the Mishnah conceived, maybe the Mishnah really, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, holds like Rav Nechunya Ben Akkanah. How can one Pasuk teach me? It's two separate Chidushim. No, because in Tosfos they always overlap. You can never have one without the other. In Tosfos there's no case of a woman who has Koras. And she has the problem of Loisi L'Isha, but she doesn't have the problem of Kimulei D'Rabbanei.
That we hold that that
Rishon Ben Natan
has both
psukim.
He has a drasha.
No, it's a mitzias. Never mind how that drasha. The mitzias is achaisa. According to Tosfos, every achaisa, every baal achaisa, there's one issue that is not tefisas kiddushin, and there's another issue that is chayav karas, and you have Rav Nachman ben Akana. You never have an achaisa. You never have a case of baal achaisa that has one issue without the other. If she's achaisa and she's chayav karas, then she has no avaya, and it's kilu yavin. It's like mishkachas, the one without the other. So I don't need two psukim to knock both things down. There's one pasuk that says that chayav karas have knas. So there could be 10 reasons why chayav karas might not have knas. The Torah says chayav karas do have knas, so that's megalad. All those reasons don't apply. But what if I can have a case of an achaisa who has no tefisas kiddushin, but there's no kilu yavin problem? And then there's another achaisa who has also a kimli d'rabbinu problem, which according to Rashi you do. Bala achaisa b'shogeg, there's a problem of leisi leisha, but there's no problem with kimli d'rabbinu. Bala achaisa b'mezid, that's a more severe, more a bigger chiddush, because she already has a problem with kimli d'rabbinu. So if you wanna say that bala achaisa b'mezid is chayav knas, you're gonna need two psukim. You're gonna need one pasuk to get through bala achaisa b'shogeg to teach me that bala achaisa b'shogeg has knas, even though she's not a isha sheish b'avaya. And then you're going to need another pasuk to tell me that Balachai Seb Mezid is Chayek Nas, even though this came later Rabbi Nei. So according to Rabbi, and we don't have two pasukim, we only have one. We have two pasukim, one for Chayek Lavin, one for Chayek Karis, but we don't have a third pasuk. So according to Rashi, you know, we've used up all the pasukim. We used up, even if we have the drasha of Naira and Naira, but we used everything up. We used one for Chayek Lavin, and we have one for Chayek Karis B'Shoigig, to get rid of all the Ishishesh Bavaya problems. Ishish Bavaya, Ishariul Kaima. We've used up all the pasukim. But the Mishnah says Bala Chaisa is Chayav Knas even b'mezid. Or at least the Mishnah implies, doesn't say otherwise. The Mishnah implies, the Mishnah is categorically. The Mishnah says categorically that Bala Chaisa is Chayav Knas. So the Mishnah Bala Chaisa b'shoigeg is Chayav Knas, even though she's aimed by Havaya, that I have a pasuk of Naira and Naira. But Bala Chaisa ben Mezid, we need a third pasuk, and a third pasuk we don't have. Akochach, the Mishnah doesn't hold from the Chunim and Akana in general. Yeah, Kalamish, I think it works out very good to Shitasa. Rashi, the Shitasa learns that Fukumei Tana is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is taking a mapik from the Chunim and Akana. Because from Naira Naira you can't learn. Naira Naira is not going to help me over here, because here, this is a new case of b'mezid. And Tosfos learns that Puki Mehatana can't be going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not mapping from Nechunim and Akana, because there's no. Maybe the Mishnah holds like a Nechunim and Akana, but here there's exactly the cost of Naira Naira. Anyway, Tosfos is, let's go back to Tosfos. Tosfos is challenging Rashi. Start from again. We'll pick it up again from Ubekuntris Pirish. The Amasnis and Kray, the Mafkimi Rav Chunya. The Tosfos is Tosfos. We know the Mafkimi. How does the Gemara know that the Mishnah is against Rav Nechunya ben Akana? Dilma, Maidir Rav Nechunya, the Chayvi Krisus, Yeshlim Knas, generally speaking. Excuse me. Maybe Rav Nechunya ben Akana, who generally holds a Kares Patis from Tashlumen, but by Knas, he agrees that Chayvi Krisus, Yeshlim Knas. The Rabbinu Kor Chayv L'Chayv Rabbin L'Chayv 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 Krisus. I have a pasuk that Chayv Krisus are Chayv Knas, and if Chayv Krisus are Chayv Knas, so that tells me automatically that this is an exception to Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Ule Rabbi Kiva Niko the Mafkin Mas Nisim Rav Nechunya the Kaven then Kiddushin Toysim Chayv Lavin Ikulu Muki Hanach Trei Ribui Chad L'Chayv Yasev Chad L'Chayv Lavin. Aval Chayv Krisus the Rav Nechunya Loi. If we would know for a fact that the Mishnah went like Rabbi Akiva, then it was still then with Hakabi Mapik from the Chunya ben Akana. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, the psukim are used up for Achayvi Asay and for Achayvi Lavin. And there's no special pasuk for Achayvi Kars. Because in terms of Loisi Leisha, Achayvi Lavin and Achayvi Kars are the same. So then maybe, but as far as the Chunya ben Akana is concerned, Bala Chaisi should be potim in Akanaskas Kimli Dravine. Yeah, so if I knew the Mishnah was like Rabbi Akiva, then it would not be, then I would understand why it's like Buki from Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. But I don't know that the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah may not be Rabbi Akiva. So how do I know the Mishnah is Mapik from the Chunya ben Akana? So that's why Tosfos objects to Rashi's pshat, and Tosfos learns that Lafuki Rav Nechunya ben Akana is not going on the Mishnah, but rather it's going on Rav Chisda. But then Tosfos has another etzah. The Alkochach Mafkim Asnisin Rav Nechunya. Rav Nechunya and Chilik ben Chaim Kishis the Chaim Mrs. Beistin. I may also say, I could do a job across the Kamisa Shalachem. The im yesh knas le Rav Nechunya b'chayv ekrisus, yesh gamkin b'chayv emisus beistin, umas nisim k'tani b'ala b'te potter. Tais says, b'sa eitzta now, b'chor to save the day for Rashi. That l'oilim the Mishnah does, is mapping from Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Not the Mishnah b'ala chaysi in isolation, but the Mishnah b'ala chaysi in conjunction with the Mishnah b'ala b'ta. Because the Mishnah says that b'ala chaysi is chayv knas. But Baal Bito is Kimli Rabbin already because it's Chimisis Beis and it's Potem and Aknas. Says the Rashba. The Rashba means the Rashba Shantz. Says the Rashba. According to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana that Chorus is like Mises Beis. So then they're the same. They're on the same level. Chorus Shalika Mises Shalachem. They're on the same level. And if there's exerts a custom of Naira and Naira that tells me that there's no Kimle Rabbanei by Chorus, then there won't be any Kimle Rabbanei by Mrs. Beistin either. And since the Mishnah says that there is Kimle Rabbanei by Mrs. Beistin, and there's no Kimle Rabbanei by Chorus, that can't be some new Tzgeres HaKosov. That must be that we don't hold like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, and Kimle Rabbanei is only by Mishnah, not by Chorus. So that's how the Rashba defends Rashi. But I'll tell you the truth, I don't think the Rashba's defense of Rashi will work according to Rashi himself. Because Tosis is assuming that according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Mises Basin is exactly the same as Chorus. And therefore, it's the same level of cumulative Rabbinate. And therefore, once I have exerted a cost of that Chorus doesn't make cumulative Rabbinate, so I'll by Knas. The Knas is an exception that there's no, that cumulative Rabbinate doesn't pat, that the Chorus doesn't patter from Knas. So I'll automatically know that Mises Basin doesn't patter from Knas. I don't think that's true according to Rashi, because according to Rashi, I see that even after the Hekesh of Chorus and Mises Basin, they're not exactly the same. Because Mises based in Patas even Meshoigud, and Koros only Patas Bemezid. So Al Kochachat Omer, that even after the Drosh of Koros Shalik and Mises Shalachem, or Osun, whatever the Drosh is, Koros is still not exactly the same as Mises based in. Mises based in is somehow Patas more, as a bigger Chayek to Patas, because the Patas even Meshoigud. So therefore, according to Rashi, just because I have Exeris just because I would have Exeris Akosuv, that there's no Kimli Drabine of Koros, I still would not know that there's no Kimli Rabbanei of Mises Beistin, because Mises Beistin is a higher Paita. So therefore, I think the Rashba's Teretz for Rashi doesn't will not work, I'll leave it to Rashi. But that doesn't bother me, because according to Rashi, I don't think the Kasha starts in the first place. Okay, so let's read the Gemara inside. Let's go by the Gemara. Zoktabar, my time of Nechunya ben Akana. Omer Abaye, Nemer Osim de Odom, Nemer Osim de Shemai. Ma Osim Homer de Odom, Potom and Tashlomen. Af Osim Homer de Shemai, Potom and Tashlomen. It says, Possum Loy Osim, Parson Mishpotom, that's the Possum of Misu Mama, Kimli Dravna. Loy Osim Onashi Onish, but he only has to pay for the Vlodis if there's no Osim, if there was no death. But if there would be, if there was an Osim, if there was a Misu, a Chi of Misu, then he doesn't have to pay for the Mei Vlodis. That's the pasuk of misu mamad, that misa patas from mamad. And then there's another pasuk for girl also, and it says by binyamin. That's already talking about misa b'dei shemayim, that he might, some accident might befall him. So says Abaye, so we have exer shava osin that ma osin b'dei odom, just like osin b'dei odom patas minat tashlumin. So osin b'dei shemayim also patas minat tashlumin. Maskel rada v'rava mi ma'idachi kamazel yankiv l'bnei altinim utachem b'dei shemayim nidu. How do you know Yaakov Avinu was talking about osin b'dei shemayim, tzinim u'pachim, catching a cold and getting a fever? Maybe Yaakov Avinu was warning him about he's going to send Binyamin away, he might be eaten by lions or attacked by ganovim. So that's already b'dei odom. Rashi says, what's b'dei shemayim? What's b'dei odom? Rashi means gzeres melech. B'dei shemayim is something that's gzeres melech. And b'dei odom, Rashi says, Loshen, it's not exeris melech. The Rashi has a different nusach. The Rashi learns b'dei odom means something that you could prevent. if you would take precautions, you could prevent it. Bidei Shemayim means something you can't prevent. But Rashi learns, I don't think it's the same. Rashi learns the definition of Bidei Shemayim, Bidei Ogam, Bidei Shemayim, Gzeres Melech. So the Gemara held that Tzinim Upachim, at this point in the world, Tzinim Upachim, that's Gzeres Melech. There was a Gzer, Eidin Amleke Vetz Belamato. Elim came Achrizim Olav Milamayla. Person put a cold. It must be Gzeres Melech, he should catch a cold. Person that caught a fever. It must have been Gzeres Melech, he should catch a fever. But Aryeh Vagadvi, the Gemara holds, is not Gzeres Melech. That's so clear why it's not Gzeres Melech. I mean, the Gemara is going to ask him this from another view, but just right now in the Havamim, why did the Gemara think Aryeh Vagadvi is Gzeres Melech? Aryeh Vagadvi, rather, is not Gzeres Melech. So maybe Gandhi, there's a notion floating around, I think it's Machalikis and Rishonim, although I never went into it, that a Baal Bechira, you know, can a Baal Bechira damage me without there being Gzerim in Hashemah? You know, does a person have, does he have Bechira to harm me? Even though, like, there was no reason why, or maybe that's not, maybe not. That's just a discussion. So, at least Gandhi, I could hear, you know, a Baal Bechira, maybe Baal Bechira could even without Gzeris Melech, for that he's a Baal Bechira. But lions? How could a lion hurt somebody without a Gzeres Melech? I don't know what's the pshat. I think somehow the Gemara holds over here that a sentient being, it's not necessarily Gzeres Melech. I know it's very hard to understand that. How could that? But it's not the way we're used to thinking. And that's not what the Gemara is. The Gemara is going to be chayzer from this, but that's not the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is going to be dal mises. It's a different thing. What was the Gemara's kasha in the first place? Not so clear. Maybe it is going to be the Gemara's kasha. That's certainly not the way Tosfos understands the Gemara's kasha. What I'm asking, certainly not the way Tosfos understands the Gemara's question about din dalet mises. Tosfos din dalet mises, especially din after the churban din dalet mises. It's some theological problem. Why is Aryeh not Gzeres Melech? I don't know. I mean, I'm not planning to get into this sugya too much. You know, on your own, Rosh Hashanah is a good time maybe to learn it through. But anyway. Not that it's not important, I'm just not qualified to say Shiran. So the more answers, Otu Yaakov, Aho Azir, Aho Lo Yazir, Yaakov called Mili Azir. Yaakov was Mazir for both. So the Osun, the Yaakovinu said, embraces both Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam. So Melech Gzeres Shavah is still a good Gzeres Shavah. So that's it for Abai Gzeres Shavah. We're really finished with Abai Gzeres Shavah. But now the Gemara just has an interjects on a question of Rav Avda Bar Ava. Rav Avda Bar Ava called Tzinim Upachim Bidei Shemayim, and he called Aryeh Vagadvi Bidei Odom. Both of those things are questionable. Tzinim Upachim Bidei Shemayim Nidu, but Tanya called Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Upachim. Shemayim Tzinim Upachim Derech Ikesh Shemayim Nafshe Yerchak Mehem. So you see the it says that a person could be nisir from Tzinim Upachim. As explains, he could dress warmly, he won't get a cold. If it's very hot outside, he can go into the basement, he won't catch a fever. So you could be, if you watch your health, eat chicken soup, you'll be able to be nisr from Tzinim Upachim. So it's not Gzeres Melech, it's just carelessness. Pursu, it's also hard to understand. I don't know. What if you got a bug, you know? So, I don't know. Anyway, Pursu, the Gani Videi Odom, you know? Is that also true? Ari, the Gani Videi Odom. Gom Rav Yosef, Chentoni Rav Chiyo, V'yem Shechor Beis HaMikdosh, Afal Pi Shebotlu Sanhedrin, Arba Mises Loi Botlu. Correct me, Loi Botlu, Habotlu, Habotlu, what do you mean the Loi Botlu? Ela Din Arba Mises Loi Botlu. Because Mishin is Chayev Skiloi, Noifel Menagage, Chayev Dersosi, Mishin is Chayev Streifo, Noifel Bedleiko, Nochosh Makishoi, Mishin is Chayev Arigo, Nimsel Machlos, Elistin Boinolo, Mishin is Chayev Chenek, Etevei Abonoro, Meis Besunchi. So, it's Gzeres Melech. So again, you could learn the Gemara's question, the Gemara's asking like I asked before, like if you see that getting eaten by lions or falling off of a roof, it's Gzeres Melech. Tais learns it's a protistic question. La'achar churban beis hamikdosh, there was nischadish, this din of dalet mises, din dalet mises. But maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's not so clear in Tosfos. I'm not sure what's happening. Where's kasha? This Gemara is saying we're being chayzer from an anocha that sentient beings are not Gzeres Melech. It's not true. You get eaten by a lion, it's Gzeres Melech. Doesn't matter that it's a sentient being. The Horaya, you see that is a way to be Mekayim Dalet Mises. So you see that it's not totally, let's say a person got killed in some way that was not from a Din Dalet Mises. His tam got eaten by a lion, not because he was not because of some dalad misus shabai. So is that also gzeres melech? And I know how are we reading the Gemara? Is the Gemara saying getting eaten by lions or getting bad things happening to people is gzeres melech? V'haraya, you see that it's a way to be mekayim dalad misus. So obviously the gzeres melech is involved, but not that the gzeres melech is limited to the cases of dalad misus. Or is the Gemara asking specifically that, you know, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, there was this new gzeres melech that was nischadish, that people get eaten by lions because they're chayev misus based on. Before the beis hamikdash is chayev, people get eaten by lions, that was not a gzeres melech. But after the churban beis hamikdash, people, that now the gzeres, this new gzeres melech that's in the mouth. I'm not quite sure how to read Pshat in the Gemara. First way is more appealing to me, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's right Pshat. I don't know. Anyway, so the Gemara answers, So we have two limudim for Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Abaye and Rav. We don't pass Rav Nechunya ben Akana regardless. But Rav Nechunya ben Akana, he says, Kares, Yom Kippurim Kishabas, he said, Kares, Patasim Tashlumen, we have two limudim. Misu Maman, Misu's baseline is Lo Yosin, everybody agrees. I think it's a Mishnah, Lo Yosin is Lo Yosin Patasim Tashlumen. But then the Kares Patasim Tashlumen, either is there a Shav of Osin Osin, point to Abaye, point to Rav, it's a Nuk Zeres Akosav of Kares Shalik and Misu Shalachem. So after Gemara, I'm probably long. Way beyond what anybody prepared so far. But anyway, something where my ikib and Rava Labaye, one more line. My ikib and Rava Labaye, what's the nafkaminis and Rava Labaye? Ikib and I, Zar Shochel Truma. Labaye potel Rava Chayev. Why? Because Zar Shochel Truma is Misa B'dei Shemayim, but it's not Chorus. You shouldn't discuss Chorus is more common than Misa B'dei Shemayim. You shouldn't discuss in what way. Rashi's Chorus is Huvazari, and Misa B'dei Shemayim is only him. Chayson B'dei Givomis has other shittas. The Chorus is younger, at 50 years old, and Misa B'dei Shemayim is 60 years old. Kach kach, but Chorus is more chomer. So, you must like this. If you learn Osun Osun, Osun B'dei Odom, Osun B'dei Shemayim, so why should it be limited to Chorus? Misa B'dei Shemayim is also Osun B'dei Shemayim. So, according to Abaye, it would apply to Misa B'dei Shemayim as well. From the Chuni Ben Akonah's din of Chorus will equally apply to Misa B'dei Shemayim. And if Rizash Yochel Truma won't have to pay for the Truma because he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. But She'en Kein, according to Rava, it's a special pasuk of the Yichresi Yisai. Chorus Shalik and Misa Shalachem. The Torah said that Chorus patas from Tashlumen. It doesn't say that Misa B'dei Shemayim patas from Tashlumen, and we have no warrant to go from Chorus to Misa B'dei Shemayim. Chorus is more chomer. So according to Rava, of the Chuni Ben Akonah's halach will be limited to Chorus and will not extend to Tashlumen. That flaw is the kasha here. This is maybe a. This is going to leave. I'll just leave you with this piece. It's an entree into broader areas. The hafla is the kasha. So there's two. There's two separate dinim of kimlei derabimnei. Two separate limudim sources for kimlei derabimnei. Two different kinds of kimlei derabimnei. There's one kimlei derabimnei of misu maman that we've been talking about. You know, that we've sort of been talking about now. That misu is based in patas from maman, and the Chuni Ben Akana extends that to Kars. Misu maman, and that's learned out from the parsha of Lo Ye'osu and parsha's mishpatim. There's another parsha of kimlei derabimnei, which is learned out from Kedei Rish Osai and parsha's kiseitse. The Torah says, by the pasuk of Malchus, I don't know which one. But the Torah over there says, "What's the last one of the pasuk?" V'hoyim bin hakayasha, v'yupil hashayit v'lefanov. What's the hamshel of the pasuk? Kedei rishasu b'mispah. I'm missing a piece of the pasuk. But anyway, it says kedei rishasu b'mispah. That there's a din there. Like it's in the context of Chiyam Malchus. Of Chiyav Malchus. What?
Kedirish
Yeah, that I know, but what did it say before?
The Pilosh
of the Kedirish Yosai. So we learn out from there, Kedirish Yosai, Mishim Risha Achas at the Mechaiva, Yvi at the Mechaiva, Mishim Shtei Rishayis. We learn out from there that Malchus and Mammon is Potter. and the Malkus and Miso's potter. Whenever you have Malkus Bemsa, either together with Miso or together with Momen, and therefore, if a person is Chayav Misa and Malkus, so he gets Misa and not Malkus. If he's Chayav Malkus and Momen, so he gets Malkus and not Momen. So Malkus potter for Momen, Misa potter for Malkus. That's learned out from Kedei Rishos. These are two separate limudim. When you start to handle it, it's confusing. Misumam and Malkus Umam and Malkus. After a while, it's like in your mom, it's a chaisi she'eshesach, till you get used to what's what. But I can guarantee you that eventually we'll get used to it. So, but anyway, we have these two sets of limudim. We have Lo Yosin, which is Misumam, and then we have Kedei Rishos, which is Malkus Umam or Misum Malkus. Says the Esther Haflah, the Gemara is looking for a nafkamina between Abaye and Rava. Why didn't the Gemara say a poshuta and major nafkamina between Abaye and Rava as follows? According to Abaye, the limud from the Chunya and Berakon is osin osin. That osin b'dei shemayim is hukish to osin is hukish. That osin b'dei shemayim, like by Binyamin, Yaakov and Yamin, is hukish to the parsha of lo yia osin. That osim b'dei odim also goes into lo yeh osim. Point Abaye, it's only within the parsha of lo yeh osim. So it only apply to misa and mamon, kares and mamon. Kares will patter from mamon. But there's no mocker that kares patters from malchus, because the limit is in the parsha of lo yeh osim. It's not in the parsha of kedei shosim. It's osim osim. It's lo yeh osim. That misa is based in patters from Mammon. So Chorus, Osin B'dei Shemayim also, Patas from Mammon. But it'll be limited to the parish of Lo Yeh Osin, Miso Mammon. So Chorus, Patas from Mammon, but Chorus won't Patas from Malkus. But Shankin, according to Rava, the limud over here has nothing to do with the parish of Lo Yeh Osin. The limud is that is from Yimhalem Yalimu Amaoritz, Seneim and Eshu, Vesamti is Pani, Vechaisi, it's Chorus Shalika Misa Shalachem. The Torah says, Stam. That chorus like miso. What's the lesson of Rashi? Ha chorus b'mokem miso v'chilufa. That chorus is a kind of miso. Is a kind of miso. L'chor l'chol dinei ha-Torah. So if miso patis from Malkus, so chorus should patis from Malkus as well. So that's a major nafkamina between Abaye and Rav. According to Nechunim and Akana, we know chorus patis from Mammon. But according to him, Nechunya ben Akana, will Chorus pater from Malkus? According to Abaye, you'll hear not. What does that do with Lo Yeh Osin? And according to Rava, it should, because Chorus shali kimisa shalachem. Very good. So that's the Haflos Kash. Comes along the... Yeah. No, so according to Rashi, I don't know if that's the difference. Quick. The Mashon, Pesachim Lamed Beis, wants to say that Rashi, who says that there's only Bemeis and not Beshegig, is only according to... I guess only according to Abaye, not according to Rava. That's very sure, like you're saying, because Mechates. I don't know that that's true. Rashi could be going in everybody. No, Rashi holds that somehow the Tana Bechesky doesn't go into Chayav Karis. That needs it has. Then it's a question all by itself. If there's a din Karis Shalik Misha Shalachem, so it should apply to Shagig too. Like what's the whole smart Rashi that Shagig is different? But let's leave that alone for the timing. It's a valid question, but let's leave that alone. This is the first question. So comes along the Bisyankiv, that's from the Nesivus, Sefer Nesivus, and the Nesivus answers. Says in the Sivas that no, the din of Kedei Rishosoi is not shayach by the din of Kedei Rishosoi is not shayach by Karas, because the din of Kedei Rishosoi is a din in Beistim. V'pilei ha-shayfet v'ikol l'fon of Kedei Rishosoi b'mismar. Now I know the pasuk. V'pilei ha-shayfet, it's going on the shayfet, the din in Beistim. That Beistim can only give one Risha, which is Risha Achas, Atom Mechayvot. that basin can only be mechayev one rishus, one oynish, and basin can't be mechayev two oynishim. That has nothing to do with karis. Karis not in a basin altogether. Karis is basin shalmaila maybe, but it's not the shayfet. So it's not shaykh to have a limud. Even if you hold karishli, even if there is a drush of karishli kemisa shemachem, but by definition the din of kedei rishosoy is a din in basin. So it's not shaykh to apply it to karis. Misumam is not a din in basin. Misumam is a din in that is not chayiv misumam. That could apply to karisumam as well. But the din of kedei rishosoy is a pili hashayfet v'kol afan of kedei rishosoy b'mispar. That's in a basin. That basin is only mechayiv. To Rishoyas, and that's not applicable. It doesn't matter. You could have 10 limundim of Karish li kemisa shalachem, but it can't apply to Kedei Rishosai by definition, because Kedei Rishosai is a din and based. Adkan, the very short piece in the Beisaki. So they talk and ask in the Beisaki. L'chayis a gemara b'fereshes. What is that los kashin? What's the Beisaki's teretz? It's a gemara b'fereshes. The gemara in Makas. That's what you're talking about. The gemara in Makas Daf Yud Gimel discusses the din of Kedei Rishosai. And says they didn't teishosay mishum mishachas at the mechayiv mishum shtei rishoyas. So maybe a person shouldn't be chayiv koras from malchus because it's kedei rishosay. Maybe koras should pater from malchus because it's kedei rishosay. Without even invoking of nechunim menakana. Stam, it says kedei rishosay mishum mishachas at the mechayiv mishum shtei rishoyas. Koras and malchus is shtei rishoyas. So every koras should pater from malchus. So the Gemara answers berisha hamasur lebeisin akosim medaber. That the Torah is talking about beisin. It's talking about a risha hamasur lebeisin. It's not a shefer shigemara. So her bashkaf rishayna. How could that fly? Is the question. How could the nesivus? What's the nesivus? Is what the nesivus telling me? Gemara. The nesivus. He knew the gemara. But the answer is the nesivus is a much bigger tradition than the gemara. He's going way beyond the gemara. The gemara is just asking me to have the drush itself without any karishali. Just asking me to have the mashmos of berish osay. The Torah says Kedei Rishosai. So in the Mashmois of Kedei Rishosai, the Gemara in Makkos is asking, let me read, Kedei Rishosai means all Shtei Rishoyos, and that should include Koras and Mis, Koras and Mammon. So the Gemara says, no, the Mashmois of the Pasuk is not talking about Koras. The Pasuk is talking about Risha Masur LeBeistin. So the Drush itself of Kedei Rishosai is not talking about Koras, it's talking about Mises Beistin. That Misa Patis from, that Misa Malkus or Malkus and Mammon. Daflo had a different question. Daflo said, I'm not coming from the drasha of Kedei Rishosai. I'm coming from this new Gzeres HaKosov of Rav Nechunya ben Akona, according to Rava, of Koras Shalik and Misa Shalachem. The Torah said Gzeres HaKosov that Koras has all dinim of Misa's basin. So what does it matter? Gemara and Makkos, Daflo also knew the Gemara and Makkos. But he didn't think that's going to help. The Gemara and Makkos just says that if you only had the Pasuk of Kedei Rishosai alone, and you wanted to take out that Koras Pathos from Malkus just from the Mashmois of Kedei Rishosai, you can't read that in the Pasuk, because Kedei Rishosai is talking about Risha Masur LeBeistin. But the flawed question was, but I have another Pasuk, Koras Shalika Misa Shalachem, that whatever Mises Beistin can do, Koras can do too. And if Mises Beistin, Masur LeBeistin, if Mises Beistin can pater from Malkus, so Koras Shalika Misa Shalachem, so from the Pasuk of Halem Yalimu, from the Pasuk of Koras Shalika Misa Shalachem, I should learn that anything Mises Beistin could do, Koras could do just as well. So Koras should also pater from Malkus. And that the Nesivus answer is that it's not just the Gemara in Malkus that Risha Masur LeBeistin, it's not just telling me something about the grammar of the Drasha. Risha Masur LeBeistin is defining the nature of the Halacha. That the Halacha, it's not just what kind of Misa is the Pasuk talking about. The nature of the din of Kedei Rishosai is that it's a din and based in that based in can't impose to Einshim. And therefore you could have a Pasuk Koras Shalika Misa Shalachem, the Koras is just as chomer as Mises Beistin, as whatever Mises Beistin, however you could pump that up as much as you want, it's not going to help, because this is just the nature of the din is that Beistin can't impose to Einshim, and that by definition has no applicability to Koras, because Koras is not something that Beistin imposes. So yeah, after the Nesivus, we could read that maybe back into the Gemara and Makkos, but it's giving a new dimension to Gemara and Makkos. That it's not just saying something about the drosha of Kedei Rishosai. It's telling me the nature of the din of Kedei Rishosai is that it's a din and based in rather than a ptur in itself. And therefore, it can't apply to Koras. Masha'enkin, we're going to have to add. Masha'enkin, Misu Mammon, Lo Yosin, where Rav Nechunya ben Akona does apply. and then we do say Karash Likim Misa Shalachem, that is apparently not a halacha in Beis Din. That's a halacha that Misa itself intrinsically patters from Amar. So we see in this Nesivis a tremendous chiddush, that there's a fundamental divide between the world of Loya Osun on the one hand, which is Misa Maman, and the world of Kneir Shosai on the other, which is Malkus Maman or Misa Malkus, all Malkus things, Malkus plus or Malkus minus. You know, Malkus with Misa, so you get Misa and Malkus, or Malkus and Maman, so you get Malkus and Maman. But the world of Kneir Shosai is a different world than the world of Loya Osun. Loya Osun is a Ptur, Misa Patis or Maman. And that could apply just as well to Karas. Ibn Chunyim Ben-Akana says, Misa's Karas Shalika, Misa's Shalachem. Misa's based in Patras, and Ibn Chunyim Ben-Akana also says Karas Patras. Masha Enkin, the din of Kneir Shosu, din of Beistin. That Beistin is not Minish. Risha Masur, the Beistin has this new resonance according to the Nesivis. That Beistin is not Minish Dayim. And that can only be by Malkus, by Misa, by Momon, things that Beistin imposes. It has no, it can't apply. Psukim don't help for that. By definition, it can't apply to Malkus and to Karas. The chilik itself, the Nesivus was, well, Rav Chaim was mechaber to the Nesivus. I mean, Rav Chaim says the chilik. Rav Chaim in Stenzel says this chilik, that Ravichus Gdolah, that there's this basic divide between Lo Yosan and Kederi Shosan. That Lo Yosan is a Ptur, Misa Patas and Mamet, and Kedei Rishosa didn't base him. The base him doesn't have B'Koyach Dim Rechayim Shtei Rishoyos. And if Chaim says it to be Miyashiv a Tosfos, a very difficult question on a Tosfos. I'll tell you just this and then we'll end. Tosfos on Lamed Beis has the following discussion. Let's say somebody was Maitzi Shem Ralishtai, or Aiden came along and said that he was Maitzi Shem Ralishtai. So the person is Maitzi Shem Ralishtai, that she wasn't a Zubah. So the din is that he gets malchus, says he gets shuay soy, but he also has to pay knas, and that's an exception to the rule that ain't a loikum mishal. The Gemara Malchus discusses that this is an exception to the rule. Ordinarily, the rule is ain't a loikum mishal and kferi shosay, and Maitzi Shemra is an exception to the din of kferi shosay. And there's discussion in Malchus. Why don't we learn out from there to other places? But you must know it's knas. It's also that's. From the sugya's hand. But that's, we'll just take that for granted. That just to know, Moshe Shemer is an exception to the rule. Moshe Shemer is chayav malchus and mamon. Now, what happened over here, though, is that Adam came and said that this guy was Moshe Shemer, and therefore he's chayav malchus and mamon. And then it turned out that they were Adam's enemy. So now we want to give them malchus and mamon. Now, that's a shayla. Is that clear or shosli or not? See, they don't have this exception to the rule business. But the Maitzi Shema is an exception to the rule. He gets Malkus and Mammon. But they're just Adam Zayman. So Taisis on the Beis and the Beis, that it was pushed to the Re, that they get Malkus and Mammon. Because it's Kasha Zoman. They want to be Mechayev Malkus and Mammon, and they could be Mechayev Malkus and Mammon. That's the exception to the rule thing. So Mele, Kasha Zoman, so we give them Malkus and Mammon too. That we don't apply over here to Kedei Rishos. The Havon is that it's not Shnei Rishoyos. It's one Rishon. It's not Shnei Oinshim. It's one Oinish of Kasha Zoma. The Kasha Zoma has two parts. It has a Malkus part and a Misa part because they want him Vechal, and a Mammon part because they want him Vechay of Malkus and Mammon. But what we're giving them is not two Oinshim. What we're giving them is one Oinish of Kasha Zoma. That's the Havon in Taisus. That's what it says in Laman Beis. And Beis Taisus is for Dover Posht. So Rabbi Kveger asks, Kveger Shu, I think, also asks, from a Gemara Mefereshes, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tesem and Beis, talks about a case where Adam came and they said about a woman, a wife, that she was Mizana. And they want to be Mechayev for a Misa. And they want to be Masa of Ksuba. And then it turns out that they're Adam's Zayman. So the Gemara says, Beferish, that we give them Misa, but not Mammon. They wanted to do both. They were going to kill her and she was going to lose the Ksuba. But the Gemara says the fair is that we give them Misa in that moment because Misa Pat is Moment Kim Lirabine. Why don't we say over there also? It's one Kasha Zomam. It's Mamish seems to be a Mamish flat out Gemara against the Taisus. So Mamish did Kasha. Again, the same case. Eidim Zoymim. The only thing is, Tosfos talking about a case of Malchus and Mammon. Eidim Zoymim wanted to be chayav a Motzi Shemra, Malchus and Mammon. And Tosfos says, we give them both package deal, Kasha Zoymim. We don't say Kneir Shosay. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daftes, says that Eidim Zoymim wanted to be chayav a woman, Misu Mammon, because they said she was Mizana. So she gets killed and she loses her Ksuba. And the Gemara says, they get Misu, they don't get Mammon. Says Rav Chaim, that's what the Kerig is Kash. Says Rav Chaim, it's Ein Adoyim Klal. The din of Malchus, this is talking about a case of Malchus and Mammon. Malchus and Mammon is a din in Beis Din that Beis Din doesn't give to Einshim. So Tari says, this is not to Einshim. This is one Einish. This is one Einish of Kash's Omer. It's not to Einshim. It's one Einish. It has different parts in it. Because what they wanted to do, the Kash's Omer itself, was Malchus and Mammon. So it's like, you know, we give them 39 Malchus, we don't say, well, it's 39 Einshim. We only get one, not 39. It's one Einish with 39 blows. So this is the same thing. It's one Kasha Zomam. It has a Malchus part, it has a Mammon part, but it's one Kasha Zomam. So that's the Masha'enki, the din of Misu Mammon. That's not a din that Basin doesn't give to Einshim. That's a din that Misa Patis from Mammon. So what's the difference if it's one Einish or two Einishim? So it's one Einish. Granted, it's one Einish. Kash is Omer, it's one Einish. But the Einish has a Misa part and a Mammon part. And the din is that Misa part is from Mammon. Rav Chaim has other things, other mileage that he gets out of this Chilul Kol. Rav Chaim is a very long Rav Chaim in the Rambam and so on, but right now we're going to suffice with this. In Tosfos, this is what he wants to be revered with this distinction, which, as I said, it really goes back to the Beis Hakel. That Malchus from Mammon, Kedei Shosoi, is Aloch in Beis Din, that Beis Din doesn't impose two Einshim. And clap it that, Tosfos says that Kasha Zomim is not two Einshim, it's one Einish. One Einish with two parts, but it's one Einish. Masha Enkein Misu Mammon, Lo Yosun, it's a different parts, Lo Yosun, that's not a din in Beis Din, that's a din in, it's a Ptur Be'etzim, that Misa Patas for a moment. So it could be one Einish of Kasha Zomim, but the Misa Shabbat Patas, the Mammon Shabbat. Okay, we're going to see going forward, Mr. Shem, that the Rishonim agree with this distinction or not. It's not so partial, these distinctions, but this is certainly the point of departure is this distinction of Rav Chaim and the Nasibs. Okay, and we have a 2 at 6 o'clock.